Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of cake, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two times for the two times, could they fade now? Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up, I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Oh, when the beat drop, it is what it is. The motherfucking anthem. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another Sunday. Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? I'm ready for a good show. You're a little muffled, Black, but you know, so just adjust it a little bit. But, yeah, I'm ready for another Sunday fun day. You know how we do.
You hear me now? Is this better?
A little. Yeah, there you go. Now you all day. You good.
All right. That's what's up. Well, let's get it. Two. Man, first of all, let's shout out our top five, which it has changed again, man. We salute you. We salute you, okay? Man, listen, if you want to get into our top five that Mo is about to call out, tell a friend and another friend where you are to tune in to get into our top five to get a shout-out on a weekly basis for your country. We salute everybody all over the world that tunes into our show. Top five, run it down, Mo.
All right. So, yeah, we got the top five, man. So coming in at number five, shout out to Africa. You know, we got Kenya on the check-in, man. I always love to see Kenya. And they've been pretty consistent these last – yeah, they've been consistent these last few months, man. So I'm happy to see
they
that.
They got knocked out last week, right? They kind of got knocked out and then came back.
They was like, hold up. You know what I'm saying? So they must have knew. Yeah, so that's good. Number four, we got Sweden. Like I said, shout out to the northern Viking land of Europe, you know, so shout out to Sweden. Number three, we got Canada, you know, our peoples up north. Shout out to Toronto, Vancouver, you know, all them Canadian cities. Number two, we have United Kingdom. Shout out to the last kingdom, United Kingdom, man, England. And number one, we got, you know, the wonderful United States of America. So, yeah, man, that's our top five, man. So, shout out to all, everybody listening. And just, you know, even if your country didn't make it, tell them to step their game up. But shout out to you, too.
Man, listen, I think United Kingdom slipped. Ever since they got that new number two spot, they slipped for maybe a week or two and let Canada get up to that number two spot, and they came back and took it back over, and they just really not letting go of that number two spot. And for the first few years, Canada has always been a number two. So to see United Kingdom holding us down so hard, everybody in the UK, we love you, we love you, we love you. Like, y'all not letting Canada come back, right? They like, we number two. You know, the bulk of our subscribers and listeners, they are in the United States, but man, I wouldn't be surprised if the UK came and not the United States out. Because they have just consistent, man. You know, salute and much love to everybody that is going through things over, you know, overseas in the Midwest. No one should have to go through that. I do see us going back to war pretty soon, just because of everything that's going on in the Midwest. And you know, we really send in our prayers out to you guys. That is, you know, that they're doing airstrikes, and you know, no one really should have to do that and go through this. And you know, they really just pushing the United States buttons to see if they're going to take action on it. And you know, we have a Democrat in office, and Democrats don't usually go to war. You know, it's normally a Republican in office that goes to war. So, you know, I'm just really, you know, kind of on the timing of the situation, like, really, you know, right now. So we haven't been to war in some time with another country for things that are going on. But we are really sending our prayers out to everybody overseas. And we really hope that everything gets better for you guys. We do see it. It's all on the media over here. And, you know, everything will prevail. It's just upsetting at all of the kids and the women that are losing their lives overseas because people want to prove a point, and it's just not right. So, you know, I send, you know, my deepest condolences to all those that have lost their lives, and I'm praying for those that are still there that's in the middle of what's going on. All right, man. So let me see. My week. Let's get into the week, like how our week went. My week was extremely busy. It's busy within myself. So when I say busy within myself, it's just like 3.5 weeks ago, I started this journey on eating one day a week. And I think I told you guys as soon as I started it, like, okay, I'm going to eat once a week and see how that goes. It's actually been amazing, okay?
You mean once a day, not once
a day. I'm sorry, eating once a day, right? And so that has been absolutely amazing for me. I've definitely seen, you know, I've seen it in the weight loss section, but I wasn't going to lose weight. I was really going for a healthier feel. But as this doctor says, if you eat once a day within 6 weeks, you know, half of the problems that you have is resolved. And any diseases and any issues that you have start in your stomach, and then they kind of, you know, disperse to other areas, okay? And I'm an herbalist, so, you know, I really don't believe in the doctors. I go and I hear what they say, and then I do my research and I figure out what I need to do. And so for the last three and a half weeks, I've been eating one time a day. And I actually have way more energy, but towards the end of the week, I'm like really, you know, like, let's go to sleep. And so I'm exhausted. I slept in today. I woke up yet feeling amazing again, okay? And so I do suffer from fibroids. I have fibroids and I have cysts, and I know that they were there, but they weren't of an issue because I have been able to control them with just simple ibuprofen, 200 milligrams, three tablets whenever the issue arrives. But it has gotten past that point now. I just lost a child in January. So it's gotten past that point now where I'm really, 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 you know, feeling them on a different level in my gut. Spirit is like, pay attention to your gut. And so with that being said, I spoke with an herbalist, and they gave me direction. And I can't really disclose the full direction, over the air. Because when you know certain things, you just know. And you know that you can't really speak about certain things publicly because that's what they're watching. And, that's what happened to Dr. Sebi. The momentum, start picking up, and people was running their mouth about him, and he was trying to make it to the United States, and they allegedly killed them. But, when he was trying to make it to the United States, because he knew, how to cure things that they wanted to keep under the rug because they want to keep you making money. And I am a product of them wanting to make money and not give you a cure, but there's no cures for much of anything here in the United States. So as I'm going through this journey, I spoke with the herbalist, and they were like, hey, let's try a different method and a different approach. You're on the right path. So, I'm feeling better, but, the issues that are pressed and suppressed in my body, they're coming forth because I'm only eating once a day. I'm not putting as much of the artificial hormones and things in my body as I was normally doing. And so now it went to, okay, let's cut back on the meat. And let me tell you something. I have a vegan book that I purchased in, like, November, but I never cooked out of the vegan cookbook. I just have it there. And, of course, I've tried to go vegan before, but I was replacing meat with tofu, and I can't eat soy. So that didn't go right for me, for real. But, there's days that I just don't eat meat, and that's just within me. But what I'm finding out is that the fake hormones that they're putting into the meat is affecting me in women's bodies, because our bodies create our own hormones. And so it's making us develop fibroids and cysts at a larger and faster rate than it would, without the fake hormones being in our body. And because I'm suffering and I'm looking for answers, it also triggers other issues like pain in different parts of your body, and you don't know why you're getting this pains, and you don't know why these things are happening. You have more BVs, you have all of these things that you would normally not have. And I'm like, okay, whenever something is happening to me, I say, okay, well, let me find out the root cause of what's happening. And just so happened that I was sitting in the direction of the right person. So now, you don't want to just, when you're going to wing away from meat, you don't want to cold turkey just stop meat, right? Because within that time, you'll feel completely different. I was just explaining to someone tonight that I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience because I'm not putting the meat at all in my body. But I'm only on day two of no meat, right? So, day three, I might have a little bit of meat. Like if I eat chicken, I might have one piece of chicken. Or if I have a salad with chicken, I'll take most of it off and just leave a very small portion on it just to get the sodium and things that the chicken gives to your body. But, not so much of cold turkey because your body will misalign itself. But, yeah, I'm going towards more, no meat. And I think I'm more aligned to take this journey now, because I was only eating once a day versus just, eating regularly and just saying, hey, I'm just going to switch to no meat, I definitely, I got to promise you, feel different. And so it's kind of like a cloud that has been lifted up. But, the cloud was normal because you're accustomed to eating meat. So the cloud was almost normal. And right now what I'm experiencing is like, not normal, right? But I'm like, wow, so if this is how you see, where it's almost like needing glasses and then you finally getting a pair of glasses and you see the world in a completely different view when you stop eating the meat. So it's kind of like so crazy and so surreal to me, the way that I'm feeling right now. But again, you know, the weight loss comes with it in itself. But like I am just in 3 weeks, you know, I've lost a lot of weight just from eating one time a day. But cutting out the meat, it's like, you know, you're eating, you know, I still eat my potatoes. I'm not big on rice. I'm not big on pasta, but, you know, I will freak a baked potato to pieces, okay? That's my thing. So, you know, baked potatoes, a lot of garlic, a lot of onions, you know, adding into it, a lot of vegetables, and, you know, you want to still get a good pot of beans in a week. But that's been my journey for this week as far as, like, working on me and getting the rest that I need. And, you know, for these things that are happening to my body, I start another treatment come the end of the week. And this treatment will last for 2 weeks that I'm going to be on, and that's the one that I really can't talk too much about. But that treatment that I'm going to be on is really cleansing my body and sheltering me from the things that are happening and reducing the effects that I'm getting. And I just really can't wait for these things to start happening for me, because I have really been out of it as a whole. Outside of that, you know, the summer's here, is vacation time galore, and, you know, just enjoying, you know, some different events and things like that, having my loved ones around me, having my loved ones, you know, at the house with me, you know, while I'm gone, at the house for me while I'm gone on the road, and just, you know, really just experiencing just things at a different level. So I'm going to be doing shows, and I'm going to be in different places over the next few months, just to advise you of that part. That I'm going to be in a different place probably once a month. On location, right, doing the show. So I just really can't wait, because this is much needed. Me, for one, I do take elderberry. I'm a very herbal person. So when I walk out the door and I don't have a mask on my face, people really look at me like, OMG, she don't have a mask on. But you know, I don't have to take the necessary precautions within to make sure that it's nothing out there that can penetrate me, or at least from what I feel, that it's nothing that can penetrate me from the precautions that I take on the inside, right? So that's my week in a nutshell. Still working on it. I'm going to follow this journey with you guys. I did come in, I was like, okay, I'm going to stop smoking since I'm going to cut the meat back. But I think that was too much at one time. I need to focus on the meat and reduce the meat dramatically.
Smoking what?
And then
cigarettes? Not cigarettes, right?
whatever nicotine that I smoke. Nicotine that I smoke, I want to eliminate it, and it's too much at one time. But for the ladies, the reason that I'm reducing the meat intake, because the fibroids, you know, that's what's growing off of the meat intake. They're growing off of the meat intake from the fake hormones that's putting in your body. So I'm going to share my results with you when I come back from the doctor through this process. But yeah, I'm doing less meat intake. And I'm going to take you guys on this journey with me to see how much they dramatically decrease, because I have a fibroid that is 10 centimeters big at the lower part of my stomach. And that is like really what's driving me absolutely batshit nuts. And I have a cyst on each one of my ovaries. And it's just like, where's all of this coming from? Because I'm a healthy individual. You know, I mean, for the most part, the worst thing that I do is put McDonald's in my body. For the most part, I do no drugs, you know what I'm saying? And when I'm eating, when I'm cooking right. I do a lot of organic stuff. So I'm going to take you guys on this journey with me while I heal myself from the inside out, you know, herbally. You know, I've been going to the doctors for these fibroids for 4 years straight, and only thing they can tell me is take more antibiotics. You know, take more antibiotics, take this. Everything is a drug that they're prescribing you, and I don't like drugs. I don't like to be high. I don't do drugs. So that pushed me to find an herbal way. If they can go and stick a needle inside of you and kill them off one by one, but they have the risk of going through the wall of it to make you bleed, we have something on our side that can also get rid of it. So You know, this is a 100% herbal journey that I'm about to take in making myself better. Some things you got to bear with me. I cannot tell you names of just because, you know, they're listening. But I'm going to take this, and the more people that I know that make things organically, I'll go more towards that than buy it in the store. Some people, you know, you can't even talk to on the phone, and it's just like that. You know, they just really want to be untraceable with what they do. So, yeah, that's my week. How was your week?
Oh, that would, you know, definitely help as well. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, just keep moving in that right direction. Seems like you definitely, you know, I guess, you know, figured out what you need to do and just, you know, make it happen. So my week, first off, I apologize if you hear something in the background, you know, people talking because my mother-in-law came up. So, you know, this week on Real Talk, I'm a little bit more PG-13, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not as rated R or triple X or anything like that tonight. But it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a cool vibe, man. Like, you know, she came up, it's her birthday today, actually. So today, me, her, and my wife, we went out to brunch. It's a little spot called the Gold Room in Brooklyn. And what's cool about it, it's like in walking distance. So we did it for brunch, man, and I had, like, lobster mac and cheese, shrimp and grits, a nice little mimosa, you know, some water with lemon. So that got my day started off really good. You know, so that's been cool, man. It's just some good vibes, man, you know. That's been cool. You know, my wife is just happy. So, you know, happy wife, happy life. And then, so, you know, as far as everything else, this coming week, I'm just calling this week coming up is double down on my focus. So it's a couple things, you know, couple things that I'm I gotta like flip as far as business or whatever. It's all when it comes with territory. So I've noticed that this Taurus season, especially, you know, because I told y'all, you know, when we came out of Aries and, you know, now we're into Taurus, and this is like the first year that I really focused on the beginning of the astrology new year. And I'm just, each month, I'm just, you know, kind of feeling the vibe of the energy of whatever sign it is. So I've noticed that Taurus is kind of just setting me up for the summer. I feel like a good summer coming, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, every little trial or small tribulation is just setting me up for the better, you know what I'm saying? So I had to just kind of realize that, you know, just learning through experience and stuff like that, especially when it comes to business. And then the other thing, too, I know me and Smooth talked about this on a world-famous chop-up. You know, I kind of fell back on my stocks because the real estate really started taking off, and that really took a lot of my focus. And, you know, I had downloaded, you know, TD Ameritrade, and I'm still, you know, at it with that. But right now, you know, with this Dogecoin taking off and crypto, you know, becoming so popular and people really making some money, you know, I was like, yo, I got to flip it up. You know what I'm saying? I got to get with the wave. So, you know, I've been talking to a few people that's like, you know, instat. So I got to get ready to, I'm definitely going to download Robinhood because I just need something just quick and easy that I can do that's not too tedious. So like, you know, shout out to TD Ameritrade, but it's like a course, you know what I'm saying, to really understand. It's like a little bit more complicated. And I always love Steve Jobs' philosophy on just making things simple and easy. You know, why does it have to be complicated? So Robinhood seems like that's going to be like the best course of action. So, you know, I'll keep you focused once I get that downloaded and start messing around with it, you know, see if I can make a little bit of money off this crypto as well. That's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? So ready for it. This is like the wind down because, you know, tomorrow my mother-in-law, she goes back to Cleveland, so I can kind of get back to normal. But it's been cool, man. A little switch up for a few days. You know, it wasn't as bad as, you know, I thought it might be with just getting everything together. But, it's been all good vibes. So, you know, that's my week. Hello? Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm listening to you one way. I got to adjust, all right? We are on location, right? As I said, so
multitasking.
I have you on speaker so that the other people can hear you. But then you said I sound muffled when I'm on speaker. So let me see if it works now. Do I sound muffled?
You were sounding clear until you just did what you just did. Like you was clear, like when you came back or whatever.
So now I'm muffled.
Now you muffled, but you was just clear. I don't know what you might have did.
Okay, yeah. So if I put you on speakerphone, I'm muffled, and when I take you off, I'm clear. So that's what I have to do. Give those couple moments, but
okay.
So Smooth hasn't called in yet, and of course it's not a sexual topic, so we not surprised. But tonight we're gonna get into some spiritual conversation. You know, Mo loves these spiritual conversations that we have, and. You know, just it was just put on my heart. You know, let's have a spiritual conversation. And tonight we're going to talk about when to remove people that weigh you down from your life, okay? And so I put that in layman's terms, but in spiritual world we say people that no longer serve as purpose, right, in our life. And when do you know that you need to remove these people from your life, okay? So we're going to dive right into this spiritual conversation, man, and you guys, bear with me. Any questions that you may have, please feel free to ask them. And Mo, any questions that you may have, please feel free to do what you do best. Ask. And after we get in this conversation, we're going to get into the real famous chop up, okay? So, you know, thank you guys again for tuning in. So, you know, this was put on my heart to talk because a lot of people don't really understand this, all right? And make sure you check out my YouTube page. It's Spiritual Goddess. And Goddess is GAWDDESS, okay? If you guys listen to the channel and you support the channel already, because you can get to the channel via my link tree, I thank you so much. In 3 weeks, like, the channel has really done numbers, you know, over 43,000 views. You know, it's really doing what it has to do. One video went viral, over 1,600 views. And I just thank you guys for tuning in and, you know, listening to the words that I have to say, okay? And so a lot of times we have people in our life, right, and they're not supposed to go to that next level, all right? So us as spiritual beings having a human experience, we're going to continuously ascend, okay? And so ascending is meaning that you're going through your journey, but you're learning your lessons as you should, and you're going to the next level, and the next level, and the next level. And so, you know, if you're divinely guided, spirit is going to protect you, right? But you're going to stay stagnant in a level. You're going to stay in a level to where you're divinely guided and you're protected, but you're not moving up. And that's because you have some situations around you that spirit needs you to understand that it's time to cut ties with these people. This person, place, or thing no longer serves you. This person, place, or thing does not add value to your life, okay? And it's a selfish way of thinking. But if we all thought like that, then understand where we would be. If you have a friend in your life, they should be able to add value. And you as a friend to someone else, you should be able to add value. But if you guys can't add value to each other, then guess what? It's a one-sided relationship. You need to let it go. If you can't add value to anyone's life, then that means you need to sit this one out, work on yourself, and get yourself right, okay? So we're going to go that deep with it tonight. Now, for me, myself, and I have people around me that cannot add value to my life because they are not where I am spiritually, mentally, financially, or none of the above, right? But I keep these people, and I keep it at a minimum. But I keep these people around me because I still want to add value to their life. Once they show me that they're selfish and when they are able to add value to my life and they still don't add value to my life, then I change the direction in which I deal with them. So I can add value in your life all day long and understand that you're in a position that you can't add value to mine. But once you are in a position to be able to add value to mine and you don't, I'm not mad at you because I'm adding value unselfishly. You know what I'm saying? I'm adding value because this is something that I'm supposed to do. But at the same time, when you're dealing with the spiritual mind, they understand that, guess what, this person doesn't have to do what they're doing for me, but they are doing it, so let me reciprocate the energy. So equal reciprocity is very important when it comes to dealing with people. And you don't have to ask for it. People will show you who they are. We just have to believe them. And as people, we don't believe what people show us when we're dealing with them. So you have to understand that more than ever, you have to pay attention and stop asking questions. 90% of us, when they say the top 10, you have 10% and the 1%, 90% of the people, they always listen to what someone has to say to them. You cannot listen to what someone has to say to you and move based on that. Understand that the 10%ers, they know what value you're adding in your life. Now, if you are a shallow being, the value that they're adding to your life is simplicity, okay? The simple things that you want, oh, you want to go shopping, you want a couple hundred dollars, they're going to give you that simplicity because they know that the reward is greater for them than it is for you, okay? So, I mean, I'm speaking some things that's probably stepping on some people's toes, but I'm really not trying to. I want you to enlighten you on where you are and where you stand, you know what I'm saying, in life. Some people are stuck and stagnant in position, and they can't go forward because they are not trying to go forward because they're not understanding what the universe is telling them. We are all divinely guided. We all have a certain power or another, you know what I'm saying? People that sing, that's a power. People that can do tarot, that's a completely different power. We all have a power. You have to understand when spirit is saying it's time to cut ties with someone, okay? When you are stagnant in position, spirit will give you something and snatch it back to leave you thinking, like, what am I doing wrong? Why can't I figure out what it is that I'm supposed to do? And you already know intuitively what you're supposed to do, especially if you're an Aquarius, a Gemini, a Pisces, a Scorpio. You know that you're supposed to cut
this particular being
out of your life.
What you mean by that? When I say
Aquarius, a Gemini, Pisces, Scorpio, Aries, Virgo, these are intuitive signs. So they are automatically gifted the gift of intuition. They're automatically gifted a special gift to where they can see things, and it's of intuition and instinct. It's up to you to follow these things within self, right? So the moral of the story is we have people around us that's blocking our blessings. These people around us are blocking our blessings. Not because we're blocking our blessings. They are blocking our blessings because they can't go. Now, I use blessings because the normal mind can understand the word of blessing. But for me, I don't use blessing because blessing means be less than. So I am not less than anything because I am a goddess, okay? But I am using that word for the masses that hear me to understand that you are blocking the great things that are coming into your life because you're holding on to karmic energy. This energy was supposed to teach you a lesson, and you were supposed to remove it from your life, but you wanted to hold on to it. It felt good to you. It felt like something that you didn't want to let go. It felt like something that, you know what, I got somebody to talk to. Keep this. You know what, this sex is, I know they're not good for me, but I'm going to keep this good sex. You know what? This person right here, you know, they consistent, but they consistent. They can't add value. They ain't got no job, but guess what? They come when I need them to come, so I'm going to keep it. You're blocking what is the next level for you. You're not ascending because you're holding on to things. You have to be able to let things go in life. You got to be able to distance yourself, whether it's good or not, because you got to follow your instinct. You got to follow that gut feeling, and you got to let these things go. But keep in mind, when you're divinely guided, you're still going to be protected, but you're going to be protected on the ground level. You're going to be protected on the ground level. So what good is it to be in a house with one bedroom, with the white picket fence protecting you from the outsiders, when spirit is trying to levitate you to a mansion with a metal fence and guards? You know what I'm saying? But you're comfortable at this level below where you need to be. You can't ascend as above, so below, because you're holding on to energy that does not fit you. We as people, we need to learn when to let go of people that weigh us down, when to let go of people that no longer serves us for a higher good. And until we understand that, we're going to continue to be in the situations that we are, because it's millionaires out here that can't be millionaires because they're holding on to some energy that they supposed to have been let go. You know, I've been knowing them for 20 years. I'm going to keep them around. You know, I've been solid. I've been a rider. I've put so much in this situation. But it's not for you. It's not for you to reap the benefits of what they're going through. You stayed with them for 20 years because that was your course. You decided to stay with them for 20 years. But when you let them go, the universe is going to bless you beyond measure. The universe is going to catapult you even farther than what they are because you stayed the course and did what you had to do. You got to know when to let go, because what's for you is going to be for you, and nobody can take that away. Let me tell you a story, and I'm going to throw it over to Mo. I know he got questions, okay? And this is a true story. I don't talk to people, and I don't tell people what it is that I manifest and what it is that I do for people, okay? So here's the story. From timeline to timeline. March 27th and 28th, I was in Tybee Island, Georgia, which is Savannah, Georgia, and it's an island in Savannah, Georgia. I went to the beach, okay? I went to the beach and I went to give offerings, okay? If you know, you follow the show, I study E5. You know, I'm African spirituality through and through. So I went to the beach to give offerings, and I know I needed to align myself. At this moment, stimulus checks were being cut, you know, people getting money. I seen this young lady out here, and I never told this conversation. This happened on March 28th, okay? This is now May 16th, and I never, ever told this story. Never, ever once told this story. I seen this young lady walking the beach. Beach with another well-groomed young, but she was not groomed herself. I seen her skin. She had spots all over her skin and so on and so forth, and her hair wasn't done. And I said to myself, I spotted her, okay? Now, I'm going to the water, and I'm giving offerings. Whatever this offering I'm giving, it's going to the left. It's not going directly into the sea. It's not being sucked in. And to me, it bothered me because I'm like, when I normally give offerings, I push them in the sea, and the sea sucks them in. But this one, it was going to the left, and people was taking these offerings out of the sea because they were thinking that these were items that were being washed up from another, you know, island or something like that. So they taking these items and they running away, and I'm feeling some type of way. So I called my baby daddy, right? You know, and they, you know, talk about him all from time to time on the show. I called my baby daddy Smoke, right? Smoke, you know, the infamous Smoke. So I called him right on the beach, and I was like, yo, you know, I'm putting these offerings in here. In the backstory, you know, because I knew I was different, but Smoke introduced me to E5, and it all came together. So I called him, and I said, man, you know, I said, I'm putting these offerings in the ocean, but they going to the left. He said, as long as you put them in the ocean, you did your part. And I said, yeah, but I'm just feeling some type of way, and I see this lady walking, and I just want to give her something. You know, Spirit is telling me to give her something, but, you know, stimulus checks are here, and she got a lot of kids out here with her. So I know she should have some money, and he said, that's not for you to worry about. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what Spirit's telling you to do. You got to do what's on your heart. And I say, but I don't know how to approach her. And he was like, you know, that's what men go through. When we see a woman that we like, we don't know how to approach her. We just go and do what we got to do. So right now you are in a position that you just got to do what you got to do. We ended our phone call. I said, okay. I went back and I said, man, in my head, Spirit is saying, give her an offer. But it also, on the other side of my head, I'm like, man, stimulus done dropped. This bitch got money. I don't know what the hell going on. But Spirit kept nudging me. Give her an offer. And I knew that she may have been waiting on stimulus, and the chick that she was with maybe, you know, had money and took her and her kids out to the beach, you know, with them to have a fun day. She looked like she was underprivileged, and I knew she was sick, okay? And so I called her over to me, and she came over with her sister, and I said you know, who I told her who I was. And, of course, I had all of my stones and my crystals around my neck. And I said, listen, I said, Spirit is telling me to give you an offering. And I know you don't know me, and I know this is weird, but I have to follow my mind and what Spirit is telling me to do. And I said, do you have Cash App? She said, no, I don't. And she said, she looked at her sister, she said, do you have Cash App? Her sister said, yes, I have Cash App. And I got her Cash App, and I sent her a gift. And she says, oh, my gosh, thank you. She said, nobody has ever in their life, this has never, ever happened to me. And I said, don't worry about this, but this is your offering. And I showed her what I sent to her sister for her, okay? Fast forward. We continue our journey on the beach, you know what I'm saying, and we leave. Exactly. 2 months, exactly 2 months, May 28th, exactly 2 months, okay? I got, and it's not 2 months exactly yet, but it's already, like, past. I got, out of nowhere, $9,000. Exactly 2 months.
April
20th. You know what I'm saying? It'll be in my
account.
Not May 28th yet, but it's already solidified.
Okay.
And on the 28th, $9,000 and something will be put in my account. Out of nowhere, I didn't have to do no work for it. It's solidified, it's legal, and it's legit, and I don't have to pay it back. And 2 months from that day. So understand that you have to listen to that instinct. Because I was going against it. You know, when that instinct was like, I was like, you know, we get stimulus checks. You know, she don't need my offer. Mm-hmm. But who knows? They still sending out stimulus checks. She probably didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? She probably was in a hotel room. She who knows what she was going through. But all I can tell you is, exactly 2 months to the day, I got $9,000 from whatever the offering was that I gave her. And I'm purposely not telling the offering because I really didn't want to tell the story. I never told the story until now, right? So keep in mind that you have to pay attention to what you have to listen to what that internal instinct says so that you can grow and you can remove these people out of your life, because everybody that's around you that you're trying to keep around you is not meant to be around you. God know that. All right? So pay attention, and sometimes people can be around you, and the universe will put them back into your life just to show you, I mean, you know what, they can't even go with me. Stop trying to mend, okay? Stop trying to mend experiences with people that did you wrong. How you trying to correct that and make it right with them and they did you wrong? This is Spirit showing you, cut them motherfuckers off. Ain't nothing to cut the bitch off. You know what that song says? Y'all really need to understand this. It's nothing to cut them off. You have more love for them than they have for you. And when they show you that, believe them. But go ahead, Mo.
Okay. Well,
hey, Mo.
You know.
It is
all right. Move on to check in. Well, I mean, okay, so just to add to that, I think you pretty much summed it up. So I don't have any questions at this moment, but just to kind of tap in on this tonight's topic. So, you know, for the people who's, you know, just to reiterate, basically this tonight's topic is spiritual conversation. And, you know, this is Black's topic. Black said it was on her heart, and she wanted to just go beneath the surface and get a little deep. So... just to kind of, I guess, piggyback on some of the things you said. Now, you concentrated on cutting people off, which, you know, that's things that some people need to do. You know, some people might be in your life where it's kind of like weighing you down, or, you know, you feel this person is weighing you down, or, you know, you just feel like, you know, you're not, the relationship is not beneficial to you anymore. So you need to kind of move on or like distance yourself. So I guess for me personally, you know, I keep my circle pretty small, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I don't let too many people into my circle, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really, me personally, I don't really have that problem, you know what I'm saying? And plus, you know, like I said, I say this numerous times on the show, but, like, I pride myself on adaptability. So what I mean by that is, usually, like, just people
two
I
seconds.
Meet.
Just 2 seconds, because you're going into that. And you said, I don't keep a lot of people around me. Right? And I went and I dealt with a spiritual sister. Guess what? She got 2 friends. Guess what the universe did? Show her that both of those people couldn't go with her. So it doesn't matter about how many people you keep in your circle. You got to pay attention to the people in general. She had 2 friends. She said, damn, man, I cut off both of those friends. So it doesn't matter the number. It doesn't matter how many people. You got to pay attention because there could be something that you're blocking that these people, these people can be blocking something in your life. That's it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, like I said, so and then, I pride myself on, adaptability. So what I mean by that is, generally, if I rock with you, even if it's, we might not be friends, but if we're associates or something like that, like, it's something can usually relate to that person on, and we can just build on that type of thing, So I know, if nothing else, we can have a conversation about this, and from there, that could, spark some other things. So, that's just me. I only can speak from my perspective. But the one thing I did want to kind of elaborate on is it's not also just people to cut off, because certain people are in your life for a reason. And like I said, it's seasons, and the universe will just cut people off anyway. You don't even have to do the cutting off. You know what I'm saying? I kind of let the universe kind of dictate that way. But certain things that I would say too is you got to let go of things a lot of times too. You know what I'm saying? You can't have a hoarder's mentality in my estimation. To me, that's where you really clog up visions. You clog up so many things when you have so much dead weight around you, just things. It's just not serving you well. You know what I'm saying? So I spoke about this when I went through my books. It opened up a whole – it just, I've had the same books, but I just had too many other books that was blocking the books that I just really needed to focus on, So I think that's a big thing. I'm a simplist now, So what I mean by that is, less is more, Like, especially in the society we've evolved to, technology where we don't have to have so many things that's like physical. Everything can just be in a cloud and you can just grab it at your disposal now. So, I think that's a big thing. And then the last thing, and then, if Smooth want to elaborate on some things or whatever, I'll pass it over if you want to take it back, Black. But I would say social media has been a great tool for me as well. Now, social media can be good and can be bad. Certain people stay away from it. Smooth, I know Smooth said, he don't even want that energy, And I can see that, I can see how some people can be that way. And some people, they say they can't handle it. They don't want to be on certain social sites because it takes up too much of their time or whatever. But for me personally, it's been a great tool for me to just be able to kind of I don't even have to have certain people in my life, so to speak, but I can still, we can still keep up with each other and just casually. And I'm not a nosy type of person. Like, I really don't use social media for that. But it is cool to just be able to check in with some like Facebook, for example. I think everybody, for the most part has Facebook, still some people that don't, but, that's like a new phone book, So, every so often I'll just go on there and it's just cool, Like, I'm not a person that's going to be on there all the time. But for me to go on there, once a month and just, see people, that's kind of cool. So that kind of replaced the, so my circle is always going to be kind of light because of that now, So, so I guess that's where I'm at as far as that topic.
Well, as you can tell, I came in at the ass end of this fucker. I really don't know what y'all talking about. I didn't even bother going to the website to see what the fuck y'all talking about. Can y'all tell me what the fuck y'all talking about?
Serve it up for Smooth. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a little late to the conversation. So
a little late, nigga. I'm 41 minutes into the conversation.
Yeah, we kind of went in with our needs, our wings. All that stuff. So you kind of, you caught the.
I pretty much figured y'all motherfuckers were going to start talking about shit anyway until 41 minutes into it. So what is the topic about?
It's a spiritual conversation. When to cut off people that weigh you down, people that no longer serve you purpose.
Oh, I wouldn't even call that a spiritual conversation. I mean, that's a useful fucking conversation.
I know you look. Yeah, I want to hear what you got to say, Smooth. You said you were dealing with some stuff in relation to this.
Now, don't get me wrong, man. Depending on where you're at in your life, right? sometimes.
Wait, Smooth, you sound sick. Are you sick, Smooth?
No, I'm not sick. I have this thing in my nose. It's called snot. Okay, so I'm not sick though. But you know, thank you for you know, noticing my congestion. But I guarantee you, the next time you start snot boogering, I'm gonna bring that shit up. Okay, okay.
Well, I'll be it just to let you know, I'll be there. I'll text you. Okay, I'm covered to where you are.
Because it sounds like your nose is running right now, too, motherfucker.
No, it's not running.
Yeah, it is. But, no, man, what the fuck I'm saying? Depending on where you're at in your life, depends on how fast and how efficient you are when it comes down to getting rid of things that need not be in your life no more. Mo made the suggestion about the universe is going to take some people out your life. Yeah, that's bullshit. Fuck what you talking about.
Wow.
I'm not about to wait. You know, let's be honest. I'm not about to wait for anybody else to take shit away from me that needs to be gone now. Regardless of what a motherfucker say, that statement, it's true to a certain point, but you got to look at it like this. Man, when it comes down to you taking care of your business, right, the only way you can make sure your business is taken care of is if you do it yourself. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of times people will just wait when they ain't got a fucking way. What the fuck you waiting for? This motherfucker got to go. Go. Get rid of the motherfucker. Simple as that. For the last few weeks, I had to get back to feeding my mind. You know what I'm saying? My mind was malnourished. If anybody wants to take it like that, you feel what I'm saying? So I had to get back to reading. I had to get back to self-affirmations. I had to get back to manifestation. I had to get back to knowing that if a motherfucker just don't fit, they got to go. Simple as that. You feel what I'm saying? Even if they are productive, sometimes that productivity is no longer needed. You see what I'm saying? Just like if you're a good worker but you get fired, man, look, we just don't fit no more. It is what it is. Yeah, you ain't doing nothing wrong. I'm going to say that it's time for you to go. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. I used to love that phrase. Man, that was a good-ass phrase. What happened to that white nigga anyway? Goodbye. Anyway, so from an essential standpoint, I believe that the only time you really know when it's time for somebody to go is if you actually spend time with yourself and evaluate yourself, evaluate your weaknesses, evaluate what's going on with you. Anytime something just feels off, you need to look at yourself to see what the fuck you done did to allow this to happen. Because the only time something fuck up in your life is if you allowed it to happen, is if you wasn't taking care of your own shit. You see what I'm saying? Everybody drops the ball. It is what it is. You just got to be man enough to accept the fact that you dropped the ball and not pick that bitch back up. Simple as that. But then again,
real shit.
I got to thank God for Katrina, because, you know, boy, look at this.
Okay, then that was the universe. That was the universe, man.
Did
that come
right? Notice I said that what you said wasn't wrong.
Okay.
But at the same time, you feel what I'm saying? You have to put in that work your goddamn self to get rid of shit.
Right.
If you're not, you know what I'm saying? If you're not willing to actually, and look at it like this, let's be honest. If you're not willing to put that work yourself, what the fuck would you think that work for you? Habitually, consistently, all the fucking time. And you got to put in that work your goddamn self, too. Man, if you know that motherfucker ain't right for you, but you just want to hold on to it, man, fuck yourself, nigga, because he's going to fuck you anyway. Bitch, you go.
Right.
Sayonara. Now, as far as my friends are concerned, man, my circle is my circle small as a motherfucker. But the people I converse with, the people I associate with, nigga, we so hard on ourselves and we so hard on each other. We can't be around each other 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, we might kill each other. That's just how hard we are. You know what I'm saying? Like, look.
Right.
Look, and we so cold-blooded with it. If I'm going through some shit, I'll holler at the nigga after it's over with. Let me take care of this shit. Let me take care of this shit first. Then tell the nigga what happened. Because if I did, this motherfucker might talk me into to beating the motherfucker. That's just the people I fuck with. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if we talk the money or whatnot, yeah, we can do that. But if we talk the life, man, we got to handle that shit ourselves. And then eventually, you know what I'm saying, we get together and talk about it after we done, you know, handle it. If not, you just got to bite that bullet. You just got to take that lick and let the nigga dig in your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, pause.
Right. And if you don't have
people. Ain't no pause. I don't know what the fuck y'all motherfuckers be doing. My conversation. Nigga, if a motherfucker feel like whatever the fuck I said is a pause moment, man, look, fuck y'all. Yeah. I ain't pausing shit. I can play.
I get you.
Play fast forward rewind, nigga.
Right, and some people don't realize, like Smoove just said, everything that I was saying. Like he said, people are harder. They harder. I tell you, he meant that with every aspect of the word. Listen, I could not talk to Smoove for a couple months, and he know what I'm doing. You know how I'm doing. He'll say the first thing he'll say, send me a picture. Let me see how you're looking. He know my weight fluctuates. And he knows sometimes that I'll get beside myself and I won't be paying attention to what's going on. The first thing, send me a picture. Nigga, you're tied up. Oh, okay, you know, you're looking good. You still, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's that accountability factor. But if you have people in your life that every time you talk to them, you got to give them advice, you got to pour into them, you got to give to them,
yeah.
And then they can't give into you, that's
yeah.
draining. That's a weak link. That's a link that you need to remove from your life. Because if a person can't pour anything into your life, but yet they want to make sure that their life is secure, everything is okay, so they just take. You have to remove those type of people from your life because it's not beneficial to you. It might be fun. It might be cool. You might have the time of your life when you go out with these people. They might be funny. They might be all of these things. But if they can't add value to your life, you got to have that honest conversation with them and say, listen, you know, I fuck with you, but you're not in a place in my life, in your life, to be able to add value to my life, so this can't continue. And when you start learning how to be real with people, you'll learn how to be real with yourself. Because once you learn how to be real with yourself, there's no way that you won't be real with people. You know what I'm saying? And then that's just what it is. My people in my life add value. And so, you know, when I have people around me that can't add value to my life, like where I'm at right now, I haven't been here in 7 months. Right? And this person, like, I can pour into them and they can pour into me, but I haven't been around this energy in 7 months, so it felt really good to get around this energy and be able to be like, okay, I can pour into you, and then I can listen to what you say because I know you're going to pour into me. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that equal reciprocity because that is so important in life. Equal reciprocity is everything, no matter who it is that you're dealing with. And some of you have people that you deal with, and you're like, they do their thing and I do my thing. But when they talk to you, you know, you giving them jewels on how to run their business. You giving them jewels on their relationship. You giving them jewels, but they can't never give you no jewels because they ain't got none. There's no equal reciprocity.
That's
dead weight. And the universe don't automatically remove those people from your life because understand that life is a big test. That's why these people get this shit from. They get school and all of this stuff from what life, the analogy of life really is. But most people aren't smart enough to pay attention to what that business is actually how your life is ran. School is actually how your life is ran. You know what I'm saying? Life is a big test.
Yeah.
You have to go through this over and over and over again to make sure that you're doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Life is a big test. Don't expect the universe to do the right for you. There's going to be people that the universe is going to leave in your life. That's what I'm telling you, Mo. That you have to realize that they can't be there anymore. You don't expect the universe to do all the work for you. You're here. It's your test. It's your test.
I get it. But the only thing I'm feeling, like you just said, everybody has different powers. You know what I'm saying? So you just said how, like, You know, a couple of the signs that you ran off have intuitive traits. But, you know, one of my powers is, I say this all, is adaptability. You know what I'm saying? So, like, certain things where, like, this might bother this person, it doesn't bother me. Or I'm like, I'm able to kind of, like, you know, like, certain people, like I said, when it comes to certain people, you really got to be solid for me to really even start to pour into you or give you my
full
myself.
But that's the wrong thing,
myself.
Because Leos are the sign. You have unstoppable energy. You have creativity. You know, you have these things with a Leo, but Leos are the one sign that will hold on to dead weight.
That's true.
The one sign that they can see.
That's true.
Who a Leo is. You can hold on to something because you see greatness in them, but the universe has steady been trying to rip them people away from you, but you hold it on to it because you're like, you know what, they're going to get it together. You didn't hear me call off Leo, because Leo is the sun card,
no,
right, in tarot. So Leos, well, they shine bright. They have unstoppable energy. But when it comes to a Leo, they always hold on to people that they shouldn't hold on to, because they give them the benefit of the doubt, or they feel like they're doing them a service, when in actuality you're not paying attention to yourself enough. You got to do yourself a service and not no one else.
No, and that's real. You know what I'm saying? I respect that. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's dope. I've recognized that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real. But at the same time, you know, we are able to see, I'm going to just tell you this just because I am a Leo, is we are able to see the good of people. You know what I'm saying? Where a lot of people just see the fucked up part. Like, I can't fuck with this person. This person is just fucked up. Like, or like the Leos, we have we see the best in everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's where it could be detrimental, because like a lot of the, you know, you might say, no, this is too fucked up. But no, but if we can connect on something, we can enhance what you do to a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, it's just got to connect that way. And then, like you said, if it is, just becomes dead weight, or because it takes a lot for us to like really cut you off. But when we cut you off, there's no going back. You know what I'm saying? When you do something that just crosses that line, oh, it's over. You know what I'm saying? But Leos, like I said, with everything, when it comes, and I just see that stuff, like I said, this is a every time I listen to my show, listen to the show, you know what I'm saying, our show, I learn more and more about myself, you know what I'm saying, because it just comes out in our conversations. But just like when it comes to, I notice about myself, music, just anything, you know what I'm saying, relationships or whatever, like we see the best and we can find the best type of shit in the, where a lot of people miss it, you know what I'm saying? We'll see the jewels in somebody. And, you know what I'm saying, like I said, so we all are constantly just trying to enhance you. And then we adapt, you know what I'm saying, because we adapt to the good in you, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. So even, like, this other person, like, it happens this all the time. Like, I see, like, you know, how Smooth was just saying, I think we talked about this last week, and you were saying how, like, we were talking about when you were saying a poly lifestyle, how this person can't fuck with this person because the chemistry isn't right. Like, that's crazy for a Leo, because a Leo, like I said, can see the good in this person, can see the good in this person. But these two people just don't mix. They don't see nothing. And then, like, you know, like, it doesn't bother me. Somebody can shit on somebody so much, but I'm like, nah, man, like, I still see the good in that person. You know what I'm saying? So I still can relate or you know what I'm saying, adapt to that goodness. So, you know, that's the difference. But it can be detrimental, because if you don't realize that, and people will take advantage, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll take advantage of a Leo's loyalty, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we got to be a little headstrong to, like, kind of see through the bull, like, cut the grass a little bit to see who's, like, a snake and, like, who don't have the best intentions at heart. But, you know, that's where my intuition comes in. And that just came with experience in life for me, you know what I'm saying? As I got older, I was able to see through the bullshit, you know, like, quickly, you know what I'm saying? So I don't even let this person get that close to me, because I already saw the bullshit. So if I see something that if I can't relate to you on no level, on nothing, there's no point in you being around me. There's no point in me even having a conversation. So I'm going to be quiet. You know what I'm saying? I could be the loudest, happiest person, but then I can be the quietest person at the same time too, because if I don't have no type of, if I'm not seeing, like I said, if I'm not seeing nothing in you, where I see where we can relate, or I see the goodness in you, then I'm just not going to bring you around me. You just won't, that energy will not come close to me. So that's just you know, just a little synopsis of me, I guess, or Leo's.
Well, it's 10:03. It was an amazing topic. And he was able to get a lot off our chest. And I hope that I touched a lot of people, man. Be on my spiritual page on YouTube. I am doing a giveaway for every 100 followers. I'm doing a $20 Amazon gift card. Once I get to 500 subscribers, I'm doing a $50 gift card. And the page is Spiritual Goddess. And Goddess is G-A-W-D-D-E-S-S, okay? Again, like, I'm just so amazed. I had, like, 2 subscribers on this channel when I first did it. It was just, like, 2 people that I knew. I created this channel in October of 2020. And I didn't do anything. I just put a couple of videos up and I left it there. In the last 3 weeks, I've just been attentive to the channel. I've been posting on the regular. I'm at about 105 subscribers. So thank you to the people that have been watching me. 43,000 views. I have a video that is over 1,600 views on it. So I'm now doing a giveaway. And I might just do a Just Because giveaway come. Well, I ain't going to tell you when. I might just do a Just Because giveaway. So make sure you're following. I'm going to get into more giveaways on this particular channel because I really appreciate the love. It has blown me away just how fast I got to 100 and something subscribers of being attentive on the page and how I got so many likes on the page, and the views on the page are absolutely crazy. So it's Spiritual Goddess, G-A-W-D-D-E-S-S. And, Mo, you can jump into the world-famous chocolate, baby.
Yes. All right. So yeah. Without further ado, this is my favorite part of the show. So if
hold on, wait a minute.
Show,
hold on, we still got to talk about Black disappearing on us last week, bro.
Oh.
That was highly disrespectful.
She can probably did it already.
Yeah, nigga.
Well,
no,
it's not disrespectful because when Mo gets into the world famous top up, first of all, I heard y'all last week, but I didn't come back in. But when Mo gets into the world famous top up, this is his segment of the show. He's generally talking about sports and shit that I don't pay attention to. So I let him do the world famous top up. If I have something to say, I'll say it at the very beginning of the top up, and I still let Mo take over the show. As you can see, for the first hour of the show, I am pretty much taking over the show. So the last 30 minutes is Mo time.
Yeah. Right.
Since I had to explain that, you know.
Yeah.
That
being
said, open enrollment for SLU University. Fall semester.
Okay. We take an application.
So,
okay.
So if you want to come, holler at your boy.
There you go. Well,
you nasty
bastard.
Mo, go ahead. Take it away.
Yeah,
and, Mo,
I seen
your tweet, and you said, my girl was right. Money bag
hard.
When I tell y'all Money Bag Yo is the hottest rapper out right now to me. I do not follow him on social media. I don't have to follow. I just love his music. I follow Ari. Because, goddamn it, anytime he get wrong with Ari, you know, it's just I'm going to be unfollowing and following.
You can see
so
that in his music,
Moneybagg
too.
Yo is, like, really the hottest thing out right now. I promise you, this man goes so hard. You can feel his pain in his music. You can feel his love in his music. Nice. This man is sincere. He's a real man. He's living what he's writing. And I love what this man is doing. But that's all I had for the top up.
All right, cool. So with that being the case, like I said, this is the world famous chop up. So I'm going to get into it. So what Black just touched on, and this is how we end the show last week, because, you know, I was going over, like, the reviews, and I told you I just had started listening to Moneybagg Yo, you know what I'm saying, to, like, his newest album. That's, I think it went back to number one this week, too, and it's called A Gangster's Pain. And for so long, like I said, and that's why I give Black props, and then, you know, little people, you know, I mean, people here and there had said his name, but I don't know, he just didn't catch me at first, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, all right, you know, I had to kind of adjust my ears. I'm like, damn, I'm hearing such a buzz from this dude, but like I said, nothing like really, you know, he never had that single or something that just really grabbed me. So I was like, you know what, let me just dive into this. So, you know, I got into to Gangsta's Pain and I listened to it. And at first listen, I was like, all right, it's all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? So, but he did have something about him that I was just like, damn, man, like, all right. Like, you know, I can kind of feel this dude's music. You know what I'm saying? It's solid. Like, everything he's talking about is like, you know, it's nothing I could just hate on. Like, damn, this is just real stuff. You know what I'm saying? So then I was like, all right, let me just. Yeah, I seen that he had, you know, because I'm on Tidal or whatever. So then I was like, you know, let me check out something else. So I dived into, like, the album that came before, and I don't know the name or whatever. But I was like, okay. I went down. I'm like, damn. And it's, like, consistent. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, okay, it's just a couple songs here, it's a couple songs here. Like, every track was pretty consistent. And then, you know, I always mess with Yo Gotti. You know what I'm saying? Yo Gotti has been my dude from Memphis from jump. And I know him and Yo Gotti is affiliated. I think Yo Gotti helped put him on. So I was like, and I saw they had a, you know, I think it's called like Federal or something, like Federal 2 or something like that. I see they had a album together. So then I listened to that. And I'm like, oh, he going back and forth with Yo Gotti. So long story short, I just ran down like his whole, for the most part, I probably got like two left. I just, you know, just been listening to it. His music sounds good to me at night. You know what I'm saying? When I'm just zoning out, about to go to sleep, and I just want to listen to something. Like, it knock, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I definitely want to give Black props. I know she's been talking about this girl forever, you know what I'm saying? And I finally got a chance to just open my ears. And I love discovering new music, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I keep my ear to the street, but I can't keep up with everything. Certain things, like, you know, just slip through the cracks because I'm listening, I'm on something else. So with that being the case, it's dope when I slept on him for so long because he has so much music that I just wasn't hip to. So I just was like, it's like a new TV show. And like, you binge watch it. And you're like, okay, I'm going to the next episode and the next episode and the next episode. So I was on my Netflix with Moneybagg Yo. So definitely solid. So yeah, now moving forward, you know, I rocks with him. So he'll definitely, as he drops new projects, he'll definitely be on my radar for reviews, you know, in a world famous chop ups to come. So, shout out to Moneybagg Yo on that. So, definitely want to give him the seal of approval. So, with that being the case, I might as well just transition since I started with the music, you know, from jump. So, couple things dropped this week. I haven't got a chance to get into the new Kodak Black yet. But I think it's called Haitian Boy Kodak. So I was like, you know what, let me just put that on pause because J. Cole dropped and then Nicki Minaj dropped a project too. So I'm gonna tell you about that. So anyway, I think I'm going to circle back around to the Kodak Black because, you know, like I said, it's called Haitian Boy Kodak. But shout out to Westside Gunn, who I believe either this week or the following week, it should be coming out in the next week or two. He's dropping Pray for Haiti. You know what I'm saying? It's like a follow-up to Pray for France. Oh, no, Pray for Paris. That's what it's called. So when that Pray for Haiti dropped, you know what I'm saying, on that West Side Gun, then that'll make me want to listen to the Kodak Black, and then I can just really get on my Haitian shit. You know what I'm saying? So to be continued on that. But to circle back around, I got to give it up to J. Cole, man. The off-season, he dropped that, man. It's dope. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I really dig J. Cole, man. Like, to me, he's like the best lyricist in the game. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's something cool about J. Cole, too, because his music is just mellow. And I notice he's got a certain vibe with certain trap rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for example, on his new project, he's got a track with 21 Savage. And they had a nice song together on 21 Savage, you know, project he had. Like, I think the project before the one he had just dropped. Oh, so he's got a vibe with 21 Savage. And then shout out to Lil Baby. You know, he's got a song on there where Lil Baby just drops a crazy verse on J. Cole's album. So shout out to that track. And then, you know, for my New York heads, you know what I'm saying? Like, he opens the track with Cam. You know what I'm saying? Cam don't even rock. He's just talking. You know what I'm saying? So that's dope. And, you know, I'm always rocking with Cam. And then, you know, he dropped a couple jewels on there too, man. Like, he's got this one song, I can't think of the name offhand. But, you know, he's just talking about, I guess, growing up and stuff like that. And he's talking about, I guess, certain, like, fights he might have got into back in the day. And, you know, how, like, you know, a lot of times, you know, you might get into a scrap or whatever. You might not win. You might win, you know, you win some, you lose some or whatever. But he was saying his last scrap that he got into was with Puff. You know what I'm saying? So that just, Twitter was blowing up. I remember, you know, the night this album dropped out, I see that was trending. And people are like, oh, we're just going to, you know, not talk about how J. Cole supposedly got into a fight with Puff. So that was interesting because then Puff's on the end of the song talking. So it's just a dope album, man. Like, so shout out to J. Cole, the Offseason. And I think it's genius, the name of the album, naming it the Offseason, because with that being said, it's two things. One is it automatically gets the athlete's attention. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and then another thing, he's got another track where he takes Dame Lillard, shout out to Dame Lillard, Portland Trail Blazers. I'm sure you're going to hear some. Sure, they're going to make a little bit of noise, him and Melo, in the playoffs coming up, NBA. And I'll get into that a little bit later, too, in a world-famous chopper. But anyway, you know, so the athletes, they hear the offseason, you know, that's automatically going to, you know, their ears is going to, you know, perk up to that because they like, the offseason, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you're an athlete, the offseason is where you got to train and get ready for the season so you can, you know, go ham. Then he's got a song called 100 Mil, you know what I'm saying? So that's going to appeal to the athletes now, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the standard, you know what I'm saying? If you're really a superstar, you're getting that type of contract. So, you know, it was just smart marketing. And then on top of that, J. Cole, I guess, you know, I know him for music, you know what I'm saying? I told you I don't really pay attention to people's personal lives and all that other stuff. You know, you come with music, that's what I pay attention to from the artist or whatever. But J. Cole is actually playing professional basketball overseas. And I've talked about this on a world-famous chop-up. I think COVID kind of like last year was supposed to pop off, but because of COVID, couldn't start it. But we got the Africa League is happening in basketball. So, you know, so Africa now has a professional league, and on one of the teams is J. Cole. Actually, today, earlier, I played his first game, scored his first points in that league. So I just like his vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just living life and just doing it, man. And I just think that's just cool, man. Like, he's just doing it his way, and I always respect that. You know what I'm saying? He's not going with the normal route that, you know, you see rappers doing. Like, this, who knew, you know, not this guy has a hit album that just dropped, and then all of a sudden he's playing basketball in Africa, too. So, you know, just shout out to J. Cole, man. I like that type of energy, man. So that's that. Now, getting to Nicki Minaj. So her project kind of threw me off because, you know, I see that she was trending, and I'm like, oh, Nicki Minaj is dropping something new. And, you know, people have heard anything from Nicki Minaj lately, you know, because we got a lot of female rappers, man. The game is flooded with female rappers right now. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Cardi B came on the scene, you know, took some of her shine because, you know, Cardi B's out of New York. I'm not the biggest Cardi B fan, but she's definitely got personality. I would love to see her double back, come back to Love & Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? Because I think more than anything, she's a really strong personality. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's her strong suit. But she can rap, and she's been very popular. You know what I'm saying? But not my cup of tea. But you know, she kind of started the wave of this new era of female, you know, rap artists. And then, of course, you got another one I'm feeling now. I told you, Sweetie. We talked about her. You know, I know Black brought up the relationship she has with Quavo from Migos. But I got a chance to listen to her. You know what I'm saying? I never really got a chance to dive into her music. But she's got some joints, you know what I'm saying, straight out the bay. And then, speaking of, I know I just shouted out West Side Gun, Griselda. You know, I'm a big fan of Griselda and their whole movement. He's got a female artist called Armani Caesar. You know what I'm saying? I bigged her up on a Real Adult Talk Twitter page. But she's doing her thing. And then City Girls and, you know, of course, Meg. So anyway, you know, it's cool to see Nicki Minaj come back to see if she can, you know, get her throne back or whatever the case may be. Because Nicki Minaj held it down for about 10 years straight. You know what I'm saying? The 2010s or however you want to call that era from 2010 to 2020 was basically Nicki. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I was like, all right, let me see what she got. And it's called Beam Me Up, Scotty. And I was confused at first. I'm like, I'm listening to it. I'm like, all right, it's got some new songs, and it's got some old songs, and then it's just kind of like all over the place. So I'm going to have to give it a thumbs down because I'm like, yo, it just seemed like it could have been. I'm like, is it on Cash Money? Because baby, anything on Cash Money is going to get a great rollout, you know, promotions and all that. So I don't know. It was weird because I don't think it's on Cash Money, but then it's got, like, some old freestyles with her and Wayne and Drake and all this other stuff when it was Young Money and all that other stuff. So anyway, it's kind of all over the place. I would have liked it to be packaged a little different, But she do got a couple songs on there that shine. She got this one song called was a boss bitch or whatever. But you know, that's kind of dope for the females. I can see that being an anthem for, you know, any female out there that's getting it. But that's the only song that I really, you know, kind of gravitated towards. I was like, all right, that's some vintage Nicki. So that's that. So moving right along, what else we got in the chop up? Let me see here. What else I want to get into? Oh, so speaking of reality shows, I know I was saying how I would love to see Cardi B back on Love & Hip Hop whenever that comes back. But anyway, I want to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta, right? So and Portia. So, you know, I didn't really watch this last season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. A couple things. You know, that's one of my, if you heard, you know, been listening to the show, that's like me and my wife's guilty pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Pre-COVID, you know, we really, you know, watched a lot of the reality shows. Some of our favorite ones was Love & Hip Hop. Like I said, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Black Ink Crew. But Black Ink Crew and Love & Hip Hop, you know, VH1, they kind of just, since COVID, they haven't really been around. Real Housewives of Atlanta, they did just have a season that just finished up. So I was watching it. But the reason why I really couldn't get into it, and my wife watched it, but I let her just kind of rock out on it, was it just had too much of last year. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to kind of move forward. We talked about how you got to let things go. I didn't want to go back and relive last year with the, you know, and not to say that these things wasn't needed, because there was a lot of just energy and shifts that just needed to happen. But, you know, it was a lot of Black Lives Matter because, you know, Portia was doing marches and stuff like that. And I commend her for that. But that's not really why I'm a fan of her. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, but I commend her for, like, you know, stepping up when, you know, people's voices needed to be heard. And then, you know, the whole COVID, you know what I'm saying? So people, you know, that's when people really first started having to wear the mask and all that other stuff. So it was just really, because they taped it during that time, so it was really just taking you back, and I just didn't want to have that energy. So long story short, but I did see one episode that I thought was very interesting, and it'll make it all make sense. So the one episode that I did watch, and this is how, like, this is like some don't hate the player, hate the game type stuff. So I was watching one episode, and it was like, Portia, she's with this one dude who's got, like, some hot dog business in, like, he's from Detroit, but he's got a hot dog business. I guess it was in Atlanta, some, like, hot dog restaurant or whatever. But I think they was going through their situations and breaking up or whatever, or off again, on again, because they just had a kid. But anyway, it was this one dude, African dude, I think, and Portia, in the episode, she, you know, kicks it with this one chick who I guess was coming onto the show or whatever, but she was married to this African guy. And this African guy, I think he's like a film producer. I think he's got some oil money, because I Googled him once I saw what happened, right? So, you know, he had some dough. So anyway, in the one episode that I did watch from last season, you know, they go over. She's like, yeah, y'all should come over to our little mansion in Atlanta and, you know, hang out. We got a pool and everything. So the funniest part about it was, you know, Portia, she goes there with, like, you know, a couple of her sister or whatever, and they're hanging out. And you see the African guy, he's just, like, watching, and he's just looking. You know what I'm saying? He's just, like, you know, you just tell that they just having a good time in his pool. So long story short, later, I see on Twitter that it's trending, like, oh, Portia is now engaged, and that the African guy was married to the girl that Portia, that invited Portia over. So long story short, now she's engaged to that guy. So it's just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So don't hate the player, hate the game. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was kind of interesting. So now that makes me – now I'm like, I'm all in for the next season. Like, I want to see what happened. How did that transpire? Because that's kind of interesting to me to see how, you know, that happened. And then also, too, I think what would be interesting to see when Real Housewives of Atlanta comes back is, you know, of course, Candy, she was she had her verses with Escape, and I talked about this last week with SWV. So I would love to just see that energy and how that went down, and, you know, putting it together. So I'll definitely be back in, you know, for Real Housewives of Atlanta when it comes back. So I think they got some good storylines, you know, leading back into it. So, you know, so that's that. Let me see here. What else? So before I get into the sports report, got about 7 minutes left in the show. I know Black talked about vegans and stuff like that. And I definitely respect that. You know what I'm saying? I definitely respect that because I think if some people's diet, you know, protein or whatever, they got to, you know, maybe get past that, you know. Because at the end of the day, we are creatures that, you know, as humans, you know, some people, some of us maybe aren't built for to eat meat. Some people are. I definitely am. You know what I'm saying? I think it comes to my whole lion type shit, you know, me being a Leo or whatever. I told you, like, I need to hunt, you know what I'm saying, and just more ways than one, you know what I'm saying? So every so often, like, I could never, me personally, be a vegan because, like, I just need that meat every so often. So long story short, in reference to that, I've talked about this. It's a show that's really got me kind of focused on my just on my just real estate type of things, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I watch it, I get inspiration. And it's a show I've been watching on Netflix. It's called Meat Eater. And it's just about a hunter, you know what I'm saying? It's just hunting, you know, in all different parts of the United States. But what's kind of cool about it, what I respect about it, because I don't respect the hunters that just hunt for sport, you know what I'm saying? I don't respect, like, you know, you just kill an animal just to do it just because you can. Don't like that. But when you hunt and you actually hunt to eat, which this guy is, that's why they call him Meat Eater, because everything he hunts, he eats. I just think that's kind of dope, you know what I'm saying? I think that's just kind of, because, you know, when you go to the supermarket and you buy this stuff, you know, you just seeing it all packaged up, but you ain't see how it actually happened. I mean, most of the stuff happens on farms and stuff like that, so they're raised this way. But when you hunt, that's when it's really organic, because you hunting it, you're killing it, you're skinning it, you know, and all that, and then you're cooking it, you know what I'm saying? So I just think that's dope. So anyway, long story short, I kind of, like, OD'd and watched all the episodes that was on Netflix. It was like a few seasons there, but I went back and just got all the seasons on my Prime Network. What is it called? Prime something. So that's been kind of cool, man. So I got that, and that just gets me in the mode, man, for to hunt, you know what I'm saying, just different things as far as, like, real estate and deals and stuff like that. So, you know, shout out to that, man. It's a good show. And then lastly, you know, I got about 4 minutes left. So with that being said, I'll get into the sports report. So shout out to the Knicks, man. Yo, man, New York basketball is nothing like I said, the Garden for the playoffs, man. So I got to give the Knicks a big, crazy, huge shout out, man. The New York Knicks, they made it happen. I mean, everybody was all talking about Brooklyn, you know, at the beginning of the year because, of course, they had the super team with Kyrie and Kevin Durant and then, you know, James Harden coming over and then, you know, so they had the big three and then, of course, they had Blake Griffin and then LaMarcus Aldridge came over and all that other stuff. But the story of this year, because nobody saw this, come on, I know I did, was the Knicks being relevant, you know what I'm saying? So the Knicks, they clinched the fourth seed of the playoffs. So that's going to be great. Now they got home field advantage as well. So if it comes to game seven, I'd be in the Garden. So I just think it's dope, man. It's dope for the culture, man. NBA is just so much better. Of course, NBA is always better when you got the Lakers good. But now you got the Lakers and the Knicks. So you got the L.A. market plus the New York market. That's just going to be just good stuff, man. So and then I'm all in on this play-in tournament, man. That was just a genius idea by the NBA because – you know, towards the end of the season, these games, you know, people stopped caring. You know what I'm saying? When they thought they was out of the playoffs, they just wasn't playing hard no more because they're like, we out anyway. So now this playing tournament was genius because now, you know, you're giving other teams hope and these last games start to mean something. So it's like kind of like an NFL feel. Like, you know, they you know, these games, you got to keep playing to try to make the playoffs, you know what I'm saying, even if you're on the outside looking in. So I just think that's going to just be great. You know, I can't wait to see that. It's going to start in the next few days. So, yeah, man, playoff basketball intensity, this is where, you know, the NBA is at its finest, man. So that's going to be cool. And let me see here, what else? So that's pretty much it, man. You know, we've got about 2 minutes left. Shout out to Russell Westbrook, you know what I'm saying. He definitely broke a long-standing record, you know what I'm saying? He broke Oscar Robinson's triple-double record, you know what I'm saying, for most. So that's just a great accomplishment, man, on the hoops. And that's going to be good to see because, you know, the Washington Wizards, I think they're in either 10th or 9th place. So now you get Russell Westbrook, you know, in the play-in tournament, which is his game is, you know, catered to that physical game. It's in the Eastern Conference now. He's not in the West no more. So that's going to be great. And let's see what he can do, man. Let's see if he can make the playoffs, man. So that's going to be good. So, you know, Washington Wizards, you know, if they're in a playing tournament and it's on ESPN, I definitely think that'll be a good watch, whoever they're playing. Also, I want to see LaMelo Ball, you know what I'm saying, MJ, see what his young bull can do. You know what I'm saying? He finally got a player with some substance. So I want to see Michael Jordan get a win as an executive, you know what I'm saying, because he need a win as an executive. Everybody loves Michael Jordan, the player, and Michael Jordan sneakers, but as an executive, he's been trash, man. So I want to see his name, you know, see if he can get his name up as far as, you know, as an owner, you know. Talked about him last week. And then lastly, football, Jacksonville, you know what I'm saying, the Jaguars, they signed Tim Tebow. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see how that goes at tight end. I think it could be a good move in a way. It's like a corny college move. You know, the coach was Tim Tebow's coach in college. But, you know, he trusts the guy, and he'll be like a coach, you know, like you know, in the locker room, man. So with him being the first-time coach of this team. So I think that's a sneaky, smart, savvy move. But it could go sideways, you know what I'm saying? But we'll see how that happens. So that's pretty much it. So, you know, that this has been a world-famous chop-up, you know what I'm saying? So those are all the things that I thought was interesting, you know, through this past week. But with that being said, we got the end of the show. Definitely, I want to shout out Black again for deep. We, you know, we kind of went beneath the surface with this spiritual conversation, man. But it was good, you know, good energy. You know what I'm saying? Good vibes. Shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Shout out to me for the chop up. And as always, if you missed the show, tell a friend to tell a friend. Log on to listen. Definitely check out the show and a retweet. Black already put it out there, so I'm going to retweet it out there during the week. Follow the Twitter page. That's Real Adult Talk. Of course, we spell that T-A-W-K. We put that country twang on it. And if you want to put a face with the voice, as always, you know, check me out on IG, Mo Binns, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. So, y'all was quiet, man. But shout out to everybody. And same time next week. Everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.